Okay, we're at the 23rd of March, Or Lechavav Adar, week of Vayakel Pekudei, and we start the third parak of Maseches Beitza, and we get into something very interesting, because this week being Parshas HaChodesh, there's a nice connection of tonight's shir with the pasuk in Parshas HaChodesh, Ach Asher Yeyechel Lechol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. The pasuk that gives us the heter of Ochel Nefesh, that's what we're going to be discussing tonight, Bezus Hashem. So we want to begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the third parak starts with the following. Mishnah says, Ein sadin dogim in habibarim b'yom tov. You're not allowed to hunt fish from the pens on yontiv. V'einosin lefnei mizonos, and you're not allowed to place food before them. You're allowed to feed those fish. Aval sadin chayev ha'of min habibarim. But you could hunt, and you could trap an animal or a bird from the bibarim, v'nosim lefnei mizonos, and you can go ahead and feed them. And the Gemara later on says that we're dealing with specifically bibarim ketanim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol bibarim shavim, not all bibarim are equal. Zehaklal, what defines whether a bibar is mutter or a bibar is aser? So we say kol mechusar tzeda aser, v'she'enu mechusar tzeda mutter. Whatever is lacking tzeda, and the Gemara says that means person basically, the person has to say havim mitzuda nutzidenu. If a person says we have to go actually bring a trap to trap it, that's considered to be mechusar tzeda. So that's the situation. So then if you go ahead and grab it, that's going to be over on tzeda. But if not, it's already considered to be nitzor be'olmeid, and it's already, and that will be mutter. There's actually a machlokas we've shown him as to whether Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is being cholik on the Chachamim, or whether he's being mazber the Chachamim. Nonetheless, the Gemara actually paskins and says, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which leads to an interesting side point, because the Gemara says later on, over there on the spot, on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Halacha michlal de pligi, this is what Abaya asked Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, Mainaf kamino, who cares, what's the difference, Halacha follows him. So Rav Yosef says back, so Abaya says back, Amar lei, Gemara zemur today. What, you think the Gemara is just a song of like random facts and random words? No, there's a whole cheshbon behind it. That every, and here's, you see that every single shak levitaria, sorry for boys who have to take Gemara bechinas and stuff like that, but every shak levitaria inside the Gemara is important as this mashal. Now, the main topic that I wanted to discuss really comes from the beginning. It's Ein Sadin Dagim. We see that there's an Isser Tzeda, an Isser of trapping, and the obvious question that one has to ask is, we know we're dealing with Yontif, and of course Yontif has not lamates malachos, but Yontif has a heter of ochel nefesh, which allows certain malachos. So we know that seida is clearly, we're not trapping for skins, we're not trapping for clothes, we're not trapping for our fish tanks or our collections, we're trapping for food. So why is it that we're not allowed to do seida on Yontif, when in fact there is on Yontif a heter ochel nefesh? So it happens to be that the pasuk which gives us the heter of ochel nefesh from Sefer Shmos, ach asher yeichel ochel nefesh, it already starts out with the word ach. You know, ach is always a miut, and it says hu levado, also a miut. So Rashi comes, and Rashi tells us the following reason why tzeda is aser. And I'll just read you the Rashi what it says. Afagav de shchita v'afiyu bishul mi'avos malachos. And even though shchita, afiyah, and bishul are lamates malachos. V'hutru letzorach yantif. Time of the reason why tzeit is aser, mishum de'i efshar mi'erev yantif. Because, the reason why those are mutter, not tzeit, the reason why those are mutter is because you can't do that from before. De shchita chayish l'michmar bisra.
Hold on. Isn't shchita's Torah, isn't the halacha Moshe Sinai?
In terms of a lot of the mitzvahs and stuff like that, but shechita is included in the heter of ochel nefesh.
No, but in other words, but there isn't a pasuk that say how to do shechita in the Torah.
No, there isn't.
Right.
No, but we're talking about in terms of shechita is one of the lamates malachos, but we know that shechita is mutter on yontif. So we said that if those are mutter, why isn't tzeda mutter? So this is what Rashi says: time of mishum de yev shemer of yontif, that these type of malachos, shechita, fi, and bishul, can't be done from before. The shechita chayish the michmar bisra. Pen yischamim v'yasriach. We're afraid that, you know, the meat's going to get spoiled. There's no refrigeration. Aval tzeida efshal atzudim ibod yom. What's the problem? Yahantif merav yantif. V'anichenu v'mtzudasu b'mayim. You leave it in the trap in the water, and then what's going to happen? V'lo yomos, and they won't die. V'lo machar yilehu, and the next day you'll take it. They always see that the tray for restaurants there, they have like the fish tank, and you're sitting there, and I know we don't do this, but I've seen it on television. Oh, shouldn't say that. Well, nobody can see me. But anyways, seen on television, what's it called? You're sitting there at the tray for restaurant, and you go to the lobster tank, you go to the waiter and say, I want this one. Next thing you know, they reach in, grab it, and 15 minutes later, the thing that was floating around there, sitting on your plate. But yeah, you could keep it in there. So it comes out from Rashi, that what do we see? We see two things. Number one, Seidah's Asur Min HaTorah. It wasn't included in the Heter Ochel Nefesh. And the reason why that's the case is because it could have been done earlier. Now, incidentally, I happen to find this in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch brings this reason down as well, as to why Seidah is Asur. Tosos, though, comes off at Rashi, and another Rishonim also ask on Rashi, and they say simply, wait a second, this isn't consistent with the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on, in the third Perek, tells us that when do we say this idea that Efshar Me'erev Yontif, Lo Efshar Me'erev Yontif? That's talking about Machshir Yochel Nefesh. That's talking about things to prepare, meaning a step beyond, let's say, like, you know, sharpening a knife or doing something like that. But the actual Malacha, that's not the issue. So Tosos has a different shita. It's brought down here in Chaf Gimel and Daf, the Rebaskalin Sadin, but it's also brought down a little bit more on Daf Gimel, where it says Gzeira Shema Yala V'Yalosh. And the Tosos over there, basically, is quoting a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi points out that if you got to look at the Heter Ochel Nefesh juxtaposed with the Pasuk right after it. What's the Pasuk right after the Heter Ochel Nefesh? The Pasuk right after the Heter Ochel Nefesh is Ushmartim Es HaMatzos. So what do they learn from there? Learn from there that anything from Lisha in on, meeting right. And further, that is included in the Heter Ochel Nefesh. Things which are done before Lisha, the process of Lisha, anything in terms of that, that would not be included in the Heter Ochel Nefesh. So what's Tzeda? So Toso says, L'chach nira kiperish v'chayim miknon, sheperish le'el mishum d'domi l'katsira. It's almost like, it's like katsira, harvesting, cutting. What's the connection? I guess you remove it from its source. You're all from its source where it's getting from. So here the trapping also. You're removing it from its source of, you know, running around and stuff like that, and moving it from where it was to a contained spot also. Okay, that's what Toso says.
So that means, theoretically, if I would go into the pond, stick my hand in the pond and get that fish, that would be allowed.
According to... Well, no, see, what happens is, what Rashi tells us is that by definition, isn't going to work because the fish can go into the corners, into the crevices and the cracks.
So that means that is not considered trapping.
Yeah,
So Rashi would be, there would be okay according to the sheet of Rashi if there's a pond here.
Well, no, if it's already in a trap.
No, if it's not in the trap.
No, the pond's not going to work because the words over here that the Rashi gives, let me just get it over here.
I would say a pond that the fish is free. In other words,
dug in the shmatim lecharim with a stocking. That's what happens. They go all over the place in the holes, and you can't do it. If you have it in a tank, meaning if you did what they do to the lobsters,
it's already prepared. Designated.
Right. The book, what's the carp in the bathtub. So if you have the carp in the bathtub and you want to have a fresh gefilte fish.
See, honestly, I would think trapping...
Send your little kid out to shul, and then...
See, that's interesting. I would think trapping is a cage. In other words, you know, you want to... You see a mouse around, you want to capture it there. I would think that a pond or something which is opened, right, that if you're able to catch something, that should be allowed.
Well, no, that's the point. The pond is open, so by catching it, you're doing you are doing the tzeda. That's the problem.
The problem is
because the pond is open, right. That's why it's tzeda.
Because it's open and...
Meaning we're not taking... We're talking about taking the fish from the ocean, dumping in the pond. We're talking about going into the pond itself and trying to grab the fish.
But the way that fishermen trap, right, is that they lower the traps in there, mm-hmm. right, and then the fish go in there. So the fish is doing something... The traps are being passive here, and the fish are going into the traps here. By me sticking my hand in there... Right,
your hand into the trap, you mean?
In other words, I'm the one...
No, that's probably going to be okay. That's fine. Because... If it's Nitzor from Erev Yontif, that's not a problem. We're talking about dafka of bibar. We're talking about dafka, like, you know, like a like an open pen, like an open pond. If you want to stick your hand into like the fisherman's trap that they put it in, that's fine.
No, I think he wants to say just into the pond, right, in general.
Yeah. On the pond itself, no, because I think the pond
would be, I mean, it would still be a tzeda just because
it's moving around.
You're the tzeda.
Yeah.
I'm the tzeda.
You're the trapper.
You're
right.
The tzeda ladar.
You know, even though a trap by its very nature is passive, in other words, the fish are active and the traps are passive, but in my case, my hand is being the active one, but that's still considered trapping. Okay.
Okay. So these, both these shitas have in common is that the iser of tzeda is definitely sounds midoraisa. There's another shita brought down by the Ran, and the Ran's going to say something very different. We know that the Torah tells us kol malecha savodah lo sasu by yantif, but also we say ach asher yechol echol nefesh. So there's something kol malecha savodah that's not going to be good, and there's going to be something that are going to be right. That's things that are ochel nefesh that are going to be good. What determines it? So the Ran says it's really up to the Chachamim to decide what determines what's part of ochel nefesh and what's not part of ochel nefesh. What made the determination? So the Ran says the reason is that things that are going to last for a few days are considered to be usur. Meaning, if I do katsira, so I cut the wheat, the wheat can last for a while. I do tzeda, I put the animal in the trap, so the animal could survive in the trap area or like the enclosed area for a while. I do shechita, the animal's not going to last. The meat's not going to last. The meat's going to spoil. I do lisha, it's going to spoil. So things like that, that's where the Chachamim drew the line. Things which are going to last for a while, that's where the Chachamim not going to draw the line. So we have three different opinions. There's a Ramban that has a little bit of a different opinion than the Ran, which I don't want to get into, but it's there. It's brought down in the Chamos. But you have over here, clearly, a reason why we didn't want to go ahead and allow every single malacha of ochel nefesh. And the question is, why not? What's the whole purpose? So I think we could just go back, maybe to bridge summer and winter. And those who get the joke, in the summer we're giving a sefer chinachabur, now we're giving a gemara, so we're going to bridge. Being that's the spring, we're now the bridge between the summer and the winter.
Right.
But anyways, it feels like it too. But and there's, you know, the mitzvah, there are two mitzvahs mentioned in Parshas Emor. Actually, a lot of mitzvahs over here, but in terms of Yontif, the Sefer Chinuch comments when it comes to Pesach. It says there's a mitzvah of Shvisa on Pesach, you know, of resting, and there's also an Isser of not doing Malacha on Pesach. So, what's the Shorosh of the mitzvah of Shvisa and not doing Malacha? So, I read you the words of the Sefer Chinuch. That we should think about on Yontif the miracle that happened on it, and we should praise and glorify in our thoughts what Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do. And here's the idea: if a person is going to be busy with his malacha, you're not going to be able to think about what you have. And the Sefer Achinuch goes a little bit further in the next mitzvah, and it says that what you have to do is, again, through Shvisa, you pinuim lasok bazeh, you'll be able to go ahead and think about this, and because of this, and so that's what Torah's Rabos, it says, Shemes Kapsim Kolam, the Bate Kinesios, Midrashos, Lishmar Devar Sefer, the Rashi Yami Adrichum, Vyom Dum Laas. People get together, they daven, they learn, they think about the Yontif, and that's really the purpose. So, while there is a heter for Ochel Nefesh for certain Malachos, we made a pause because we want things to be Yontif tick as well.